Good morning, and welcome to the Builders Briefing for April 4th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and today we've got a packed one. Cursor ships its biggest update yet. Local AI inference is getting almost trivially easy, and a former Azure engineer drops a bombshell about Microsoft's cloud.
Yeah, it's one of those days where you feel the ground shifting under your feet in like three directions at once. Let's get into it.
So, the big story. Cursor 3 just dropped. Over 300 comments on Hacker News, which tells you it hit a nerve. This is the AI code editor's biggest overhaul yet, with deeper agentic capabilities, tighter model integration, and the key thing, it's treating your entire code base as context, not just the file you have open.
That's the real shift right there. Anyone who's tried to use AI coding tools on a large project knows the pain. You're constantly finding context window limits, manually feeding the model information it should just know. If Cursor's actually cracked whole codebase awareness, that changes scaffolding, refactoring, debugging, basically everything.
Right. And what's wild is the competitive picture now. It's a genuine free body problem. Versus Code plus Copilot, Cursor, and Windsurf slash Codeium are all shipping at breakneck speed. The race is to nail the full agent loop. Plan, edit, test, commit, end to end.
If you're building developer tools or IDE plugins, your surface area just shifted again. And honestly, if you haven't revisited your editor workflow in the last quarter, this weekend is the time. Try it on a real branch, not a toy project. That's the only way you'll know if it actually fits.
Okay, let's talk local AI, because two stories converge here beautifully. First, there's a practical guide making the rounds on running Google's Gemma 426B locally on a Mac Mini via Alana. 226 points, very step by step. And then separately, a ShowHN project called AppFell, 544 points, wraps Apple's on-device models into a clean interface. No API keys, no cost, no latency.
That's interesting because these two together basically remove the last excuse for not having local AI in your dev workflow. The 26 billion parameter sweet spot on Gemma gives you strong reasoning without needing a GPU cluster, and AppFell just hands you summarization and text tasks for free on any Mac.
And for the multi-agent crowd, there's a Chinese language fork of the Trading Agents framework getting huge traction. Hind, 30,000 engagement. It's domain-specific agent orchestration for Chinese financial markets, but the architecture patterns, specialized agents for research, risk, execution, are worth studying no matter what market you're in.
The pattern of agent frameworks going global and getting domain specialized is something every builder should be watching. Also, quick note, OpenAI acquired TBPN this week. Details are thin, but the talent and infrastructure acquisition pattern continues. Keep an eye on how that ripples into API pricing.
Now for infrastructure. And this one's spicy. A former Azure Core engineer published a blistering post detailing specific decisions that eroded Azure's reliability and developer trust. Over 1,000 engagement, 240 Hacker News comments. We're talking deprioritized reliability work, metric gaming, real red flags.
If you're mid-cloud migration or making platform bets, that post is required reading. Link in the briefing. The specific failure modes described aren't unique to Azure, though. They're red flags to watch for in any vendor relationship. When a platform starts gaming its own reliability metrics, that's when you diversify.
By a more positive infrastructure note, Temporal's durable execution engine is seeing renewed GitHub activity. The agent boom is driving fresh adoption because if you need reliable state machines across failures, which every agent orchestration system does, Temporal is still the best open-source option out there.
And for the hardware folks, Espressif announced the ESP32-S31, dual-core RISC-V with Wi-Fi 6 and Bluetooth 5.4. That closes the gap with more expensive chipsets for IoT and Edge. Dev boards should land in the next few months.
A couple of dev tool stories worth flagging. Tailscale redesigned its macOS app to live in the menu bar. 422 points on HN. Sounds like a small UX change, but the signal is bigger. They're investing in making mesh networking invisible. Zero friction, always on connectivity.
Love that direction. Also, there's a solid walkthrough on SSH certificates making the rounds, why you should stop managing authorized keys files. If you're still distributing SSH keys manually, certificates give you short-lived, auditable access without the sprawl. Especially relevant for anyone doing infrastructure automation.
And a fun one. The JSON Canvas spec from the Obsidian team resurfaced. If you're building whiteboard, diagramming, or spatial canvas tools, this gives you an interoperable file format instead of rolling your own. Link in the briefing. Quick security alert. If you're running OpenClaw, stop what you're doing and audit your instances. There's active exploitation happening, and the recommendation is to assume you've been compromised. This is a Patch Friday situation, not a wait till Monday situation.
Yeah, no kidding. 107 HN points and the post details active exploitation over the past week. Patch now, ask questions later.
Quick hits to close us out. The Document Foundation, that's LibreOffice, ejected some core developers, so open source governance drama to watch. Xbox 360 recompilation is making significant progress, which is great for game preservation. And my personal favorite, someone built Steganography, which hides data inside AI-generated recipe blog posts.
Okay, Steganography is incredible. Also worth a mention, Samsung's Magician software takes 18 steps and 2 reboots to uninstall. That's not a bug report, that's a case study in anti-patterns. And there's a neat Artemis II real-time mission tracker on ShowHN.
So here's the big takeaway tying today together. Two threads converge. Local AI inference is getting trivially easy, and AI-native dev tools are shipping faster than you can evaluate them. The smart move this quarter is to decouple from any single model provider. Run local for development, use APIs for production, and make the model layer swappable.
That's exactly right. The teams that treat the LLM as a replaceable component rather than a platform dependency are going to move fastest. The landscape is shifting under everyone's feet, and the ones who stay flexible win.
That's the Builder's Briefing for April 4th. All the links we mentioned are in the show notes. Go try Cursor 3 on a real branch this weekend. Patch OpenClaw, if you're running it. And maybe set up Gemma locally while you're at it.
Busy weekend ahead. See you all next time. Happy building.